Hey, Housewives of New York fans. I'm Lindsay Wegner. I can't wait to talk with you guys all about the benefits of friendship here for our Real Housewives of New York After Show. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We've got Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston, and I actually don't know who the fourth person is.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
And Rutherford B. Hayes joining us today. And I'm joined by Vern Ronay.
Hi.
We're going to talk all about The Real Housewives of New York.
Yes.
Season 8, episodes 13 or 14.
I think it's 13.
The Benefits of Friendship. He's getting squirmy. I'm Lindsay Wegner. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wegner. Fern, where can they tweet you?
You can find me at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
And Vern, tell me what you thought of this episode. Initial impressions of this episode.
Initial impressions were a little bit of a snoozer. I'm so used to such good New York episodes that this one was a little slow, although I always like seeing their lives. I love seeing the things Bethany does with her business. I love seeing any of them do anything. I think they're hilarious. I love seeing Ramona and Sonia dancing. But it was a little slow. It didn't get good to like, we were like, the last 4 minutes, finally.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You know, we obviously want to know what's going on in the ladies' lives.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice to know that, okay, every day isn't just constant drama happening and going on. I mean, we all have our moments, too, where you have a day or two or something like that. And these first, I think we kind of got spoiled with the first, like, 8 or 9 episodes that
yes.
every single one was just
good
happening. Something was going on every single moment with each person. There was something just not working for everybody. So
right.
now that everyone's kind of like all injured, everyone's on the, you know, maybe that's what it, everyone's on injury reserve, you know,
vagina injury
yeah,
reserve.
They're working the bench right now that everyone's drama has like come down and they're
yeah.
all toned down because they're losing too much blood.
They can't fight. They don't have it in them yet. Maybe that's what it is. But you need conflict. Like, even if it's just personal conflict or work conflict or family conflict, to make it interesting in anything, like in movies and books and even in reality TV, they have to pace it, right? And the pacing is off. You're like, oh my God, how long are they going to take dance lessons?
And to feel like we didn't really get anything happening until the last 10 minutes of the episode.
Yeah. But compared to all the other franchises, I think New York's the best.
Yeah. No, it's great. So let's talk about Bethany. She's got an event coming up with Skinny Girl for chocolate.
Yes.
Her new chocolate
yes.
thing that she's doing. She's got surgery happening in a few days, so she's a little bit nervous about that. And she keeps, you know, bringing up the fact that the ladies are checking in on her.
Yeah.
And she's really feeling the love and the support mm-hmm. from all of them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of nice.
It's really nice. That's what makes this franchise different from the others, too. Like, at the end of last season, they all hugged. I think they all genuinely respect each other and like each other. So, yeah, it was really nice. And I loved how they showed Ramona coming to visit with a book, which is a little weird to be like, I'm coming to visit you. I brought reading material for myself. I'll see you later. I'll be in the other room. But it's actually super sweet because she's not going to sit there and, like, make you have conversation with her. Knowing you don't feel well, she's like, I'm just going to be here just so you have someone in the apartment, which was so thoughtful. And so I was like, that's super sweet of Ramona.
I thought so too. I'm
shocked.
I'm shocked. I'm not going to say I'm riding the Ramona train just yet, but I feel like Ramona's having some redeeming
yeah.
qualities this season, and I'm happy to see that.
Yes.
Ramona and Sonia actually, as Fern mentioned earlier, took some dance classes. They met one of these dancers from Luann's event a couple months prior. And so they want to, you know, learn some dance moves that aren't, you know,
from doing the mashed potato.
Yeah. And Ramona is kind of upset that Luann isn't spending time with the women anymore. She's kind of been spending a lot of time with Tom. You know, it's new in the relationship. And, you know, she's like, I just want everyone to get along.
Mm-hmm. That's the new Ramona.
That's the new Ramona.
She's relishing her role, too, as like the
mature, mediator.
Calm mediator, yeah.
She wants everyone to get along. And Sonya kind of is on the flip side. She's saying, no, let her spend time with Tom. This is new. This is fresh for them. They're, you know...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You get that, you know, first couple month phase. Hopefully that lasts longer than that.
Right.
But where you're super excited and you want to spend all your time together. But I do know we've all had the friends that literally disappear as soon as they have the relationship. And
right.
Got to make sure to balance everything out. We get to Bethany's event, which is at Dylan's. And I'm just going to say, I'm not always the biggest Bethany fan. I loved this red wig on Bethany. I'm never anti her style. Her style is always great. I liked the red hair on her.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I thought it was fun and different.
Uh-huh. I loved it. I loved everything she did. Like the, you know, I love seeing her get her makeup done. I loved, it was like being, watching a, she's getting makeup for a movie. Like with the, you know, the thing they put on her head. And yeah, I loved it. I love when people do dress up. And she's so, I mean, she's fun at heart.
She is, she can kind of work these different styles and kind of take risks.
Yes, so, exactly. Like, you can't picture Luann, like, showing up at her Countess book signing with a red wig. Like, it just, I feel like it's so Bethany, and it's fun.
And she said redheads have more fun.
Yes.
We don't know. I've never been a redhead.
I used to have redder hair.
I had auburn hair for a little while.
Yeah.
But nothing, like, I, who's the, there's a girl on the wrestling show. That's like a super duper redhead like that, and it
looks. After Buzz Girl?
No. But we do the after show here. It's the wrestling show,
yeah.
The girl, female wrestling show.
E.
Yeah,
yeah.
Divas.
Yeah,
something Divas.
Total Divas.
Total Divas. Thank you. And whatever the redheaded chick is, she's my favorite. She looks good.
Yeah.
Fern's wearing red pants tonight, guys. I know you can't see them, yeah. But they look really, really amazing.
Thank you.
And
we're going skinny girl-esque tonight.
Yeah.
Skinny girl colors.
So they're, everyone, Carol's the only one to go to this event. And she just kind of wanted Carol there to be supportive of her. And she wants to make Carol proud.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have family around.
That was really touching. Was Carol the only one invited?
I think so.
Clear. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she was the only one invited. Yeah, because if anybody else was invited, they would have shown up, like, with their tongues wagging. They kind of kiss Bethany's ass.
Exactly.
But yeah, when she said that, like, you know, she wants to make Carol proud was really touching because it just points out, just like last week, that she doesn't have a, you know, she doesn't even have siblings. Like, she has no siblings even to invite to these things and to call and be like, guess what happened to me? So she, yeah, it makes you sad, but thank God for friends.
Exactly.
There are 7 billion people on the planet. Like, if you don't get along with your mom, which is her case, which is crazy news and gossip lately. Thank God there are more people who are
like family
that can share your heart and your life
and be there and show up, mm-hmm. and just sit there and
exactly.
be in your presence so that you're not alone.
Exactly.
She does mention that she's anxious about the surgery. And the next scene we see is Jules, and I didn't really write any notes about this because I was just kind of annoyed with the whole, Karen and I are both kind of annoyed with the whole thing, with the doctor, with whatever.
Oh my God, I was like, what's wrong with him? Like, I never comment on people's looks. I could care less. It's not his looks. It was the way he was speaking was making me so uncomfortable. I was like, what is going on here? Like, her vagina is broken. She's going to a plastic surgeon who is wearing like a night brace or has something going on with his mouth. Like, it didn't make sense. It's like, you're both beat up. What's going on here? I don't know if I would trust him. He seemed like a smart, nice guy, but it was just a little weird.
He was a little weird. The whole thing was weird, which is hence why I didn't write down really any notes about it. I mean, her is looking better. So we'll just leave it at that. It's getting better. It's healing because the power of the body. Okay. All right. Cool. Covered that. So Bethany and Carol talking about this major surgery yet again, and that, you know, Carol's saying don't doctor shop because, of course, every doctor is going to say exactly what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. And that's not what you need. You need somebody that's going to go in there and suggest what needs to be done and the best way to do it. And whether you agree with it or not, this is how we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. So they go see this internist. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what she was called, Dr. Schwartz. And she mentions, you know, we don't need to do the surgery. Let's start with the progesterone and let the body heal itself. You know, mm-hmm. it's going to help her sleep. It's going to hopefully stop the bleeding. And if it doesn't, she can, you know, up the dosage. But this should be a good way to go about things, to not do the surgery. What did you right. think? Did you think she was on the right path? Do you think that Bethany should go in and get the surgery?
She does eventually get it, though, right? So I guess she doesn't listen to her?
Right. I think maybe they tried this and it just didn't work.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think it's always it's always good to get a second opinion. I'm glad she brought Carol because sadly she has experience listening to doctors and, you know, choosing which path to go. And I'm glad that she had, you know, her friend again to bring her. But I don't know. I just felt like Bethany, she's afraid to get the surgery. I'm confused because she did eventually get it, right?
I thought that she did. The surgery.
So I feel like the timeline was a little off. Like, was this maybe long before this? Like, when was
it? It had to have been
before. Or she just, like, tried a couple days and was like,
and then it wasn't working, so then they had to go through with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Another scene that I was like, all right, so I'm glad, you know, they're trying something different. And I think Bethany is terrified of getting surgery, so she kind of would say yes to anyone who was like, let's
do something different.
Let's hold off on surgery. Fine. Because then she did end up not getting it until May, I recall. So this seemed like it was still winter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So maybe they tried that for a while.
And it just didn't pan out. Well, we do see all the women again then. Bethany, Ramona, Carol, and Dorinda all coming together at, you know, Bethany's house and spending some time together and just kind of catching up. And they start talking about the fact that Bethany's IUD is out. And Ramona mentions that... I do feel like this is old school because I feel like I'm watching Sex and the City from the 90s when they talk about Carrie's diaphragm getting stuck. And Samantha goes in and, like, gets it out for her.
After she just had a manicure.
Yeah. I mean, so Ramona's talking about the fact that she's using a diaphragm and Bethany is saying, what time period are you from? Like,
right.
What?
It's like,
and Ramona's like, I was always ready. I just was always...
But Ramona says these things like diaphragm and... Brazier. She's aging herself, but she looks great.
I don't know. Maybe it's a New York... Do you think it's a New Yorker thing?
To use a diaphragm?
No, not to use a diaphragm.
I lived in New York for many years.
No.
We were all on the pill.
But to maybe use the kind of old school terminology?
Oh, maybe.
For it?
Oh, for like brazier and... Maybe as a joke, but I think she's saying it seriously. You think people use, like...
I don't... And maybe it's just the generation that was just beyond my family, because I can't see... I could see my grandma saying it.
Yeah,
me too. But Ramona was not my grandma's age.
Exactly.
Like, we're talking 20-year difference, at
exactly.
least.
Exactly.
So...
Yeah. It's like a little old person-y
just,
thing
it just,
to say.
It does age her. And she's yes. And she is young. And she wants to be young and hip. So it just...
She's almost 60, or she is 60. And she looks amazing.
Yeah. She looks phenomenal.
Yeah. So if saying brassiere and diaphragm makes her old, like, I'll take that. Like, the way you talk makes you old. Like, I'll take
it. Stay young. So Dorinda mentions that she's kind of annoyed to hear this conversation once again about Carol and Luann and the fact that they're fighting and it hasn't been fixed. And Carol's like, she hasn't reached out to me like she reached out to Bethany or anyone else. So she hasn't really extended the olive branch. She's not taking the high road. She's riding her high horse.
Yeah, I feel like, and I'm pretty much always on Carol's side because I just love her. But I, you know, one of her friends could have pointed out to her, even if Luann had reached out to you and said, do you want to go to lunch? Do you want to get coffee? You would have said no. You don't like her. You made it obvious. The irony is later in the episode, she ends up having a nice conversation
yeah.
with her. But I would be like, you don't like her. You're not friends with her. You don't want to be friends with her. And you just aren't forgiving her. And that's not the reason. You know, you're not forgiving her not because she hasn't reached out, but because you don't like her.
Well, and, you know, the thing that we, the viewers, we all kind of have to remember of the show is the fact that this is produced, this is being pushed. So where they're going, what they're doing, what they're talking about is all told to them. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes they're going to talk about something else that may get taped. It may not get taped. Or they talk about something that they're like, ooh, get this right now. But as one of my friends had produced the show, I mean, they had specific conversations that had to have had to be had.
Right. Did you see Watch What Happens Live with Andy Carroll and Shiri Appleby, who's on Unreal?
No, I didn't.
So Shiri said, is this produced? Like, is this show produced? Because it feels so produced to me. Like, she doesn't watch Real Housewives. And Andy gets so nervous when anyone, like, tries to point out that the show is not entirely real.
Real.
But thank God he had Carol with him, who's smart enough to like play along, and she's like, no, you know, it's, you can't make this stuff up. And I've never had a producer talking in my ear, but I mean, viewers are smart enough to know like what's happening naturally and what's not. And so, yeah, this has been beaten, it's a dead horse. Enough already.
I'm done hearing about
Bethany it. Bethany said that in her blog. She's like, it's a dead horse, enough.
We're all done, yes, hearing about it. And although I will agree with the women that Luann is a little bit self-absorbed. And yeah, when they show the montages and she's like, I, you're kind of like, oh, God. And I like Luann. So for me seeing that, I'm like, darn it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But she is.
Yeah.
She is a little bit self-absorbed and it is about her and the conversation. But once again, once you get into a new relationship, this is exciting. This is what you want to talk about. You do have to be aware of your what's going on around you. And with Bethany being as sick as she was at the time when she had that drinks with Luann, once again, what did we not see, though? Maybe
right.
maybe Luann was
right.
had a 5 or 10 minute conversation
exactly.
with her. But then Bethany wouldn't have said, well, she didn't even ask me one question.
But maybe Bethany's smart enough to be like, they're going to cut that out, so let me just say it
yeah.
here, because she knows how the game is played.
Sure.
She knows how to do it. Yeah, I was thinking, like, it could be editing, because if your friend is sitting there, like, so obviously suffering, you would be like, okay, like, I'll stop talking. Like, are mm-hmm. you know, you'd be self-aware enough to be like, we don't have to do this right now. Like, do you want to go home? You, like, obviously don't feel well. And she could very well have said that, and it got cut. Just like, not to go back to last week, but last week, Bethany sent me that comment to Jules, imagine if I brought you. And I thought she meant, because you have a vagina problem too. We'd be like, the vagina the doctor, like, I have this problem, she has. I didn't think she meant it as she was stupid. I think it was cut to look that way. Like,
okay,
I brought this friend because she can listen. Imagine if I brought you. It was spliced to be like a nasty comment. But I don't think Bethany would ever point that out, even in a reunion, because she plays the game and she's
sure.
Andy's girl, and, you know, she would never do that. But yeah, so I think editing, they, you know, it's a joke, it's a cliche, but it does make a huge difference. And I think, like, yeah, Luann could have been edited to be look self-absorbed at that, at those drinks.
Agreed. I mean, obviously, I'm not saying that she's not, and we haven't seen her over the
yeah.
years have these moments like that. I think they're all at certain times
yeah.
kind of self-absorbed.
Everyone is.
So, but Bethany got Dorinda and Ramona swimsuits.
Yes.
I mean, there was that. The ladies got new swimsuits since, you know, Ramona was so upset about not being able to go to Mexico. And I think somebody tweeted me saying, how could Ramona be that worried about that when Bethany's sick? Like, that was the comment.
I know. Right?
Well, that's Ramona being self-absorbed. So, Dorinda and Luann meet at a little cafe for brunch. And Dorinda wants Luann to come to the dinner. Luann says she's already not feeling well. Tom's not around, so she's not really up for it. And she also mentions, she's like, I don't really care what Carol thinks. I'm done and I'm over it.
Yeah.
Which kind of surprised me.
Yeah, I think she was, you know, begging for her forgiveness, thinking, I have to be in good with some of these girls, all of these girls. I have to have a storyline. But now she's got a guy. She thinks they're in love and they're going to get married. Marriage, baby, divorce, those are always good for storylines. So she's like, I don't need these two. And she, maybe she's genuinely happy and it's like, I don't need people who don't want me in their life. So it could be genuine and it could be a storyline and it could be both.
I think it's both. And Dorinda kind of brings up the conversation that she had with Ramona the other day and what Ramona was saying, and Ramona doesn't feel any connection to Luann anymore, and they're all kind of calling it the Countess. And Luann brings up the fact that that's an easy way to just make fun of her and say, oh, it's the way that the Countess acts. Do you agree with that? To just go back to that?
Yeah, I think they do go back to that, but she gives them fodder to do it. I think she, like, okay, later in the dinner, she mentions, like, I've been staying at Tom's penthouse. You could, like, any other New Yorker would be like, I've been staying at his apartment. You don't have to mention that he has a penthouse. You just care about these things, and you talk about them, and you expect this respect that you would get, you know, you expect for some reason. Well, and I think that's what they don't like. So she's saying they fall back on it, but you act hoity-toity, and then they're going to say that about you.
But she also keeps bringing up the fact that she's like, they don't want me to be happy, and they're jealous of me.
I don't think they're jealous. I don't think they're jealous of you, Luann. I think they're not buying it. It's been 4 weeks, and you're like...
looking at rings.
Right, looking at rings and like saying you met your soulmate and you can't believe it. They're just not buying it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there's a jealousy thing with, at least with this situation anyway.
Exactly. Like in somebody else's situation, I could see some of them being jealous. Maybe Ramona, Sonia, who I think really want to fall in love again, get married, have that companion. But in this situation, I don't think they're jealous.
No. So she says that she'll come by for a drink at the very least. And this is Luann's going to be opportunity to prove that she has gone the extra mile and she is making the effort to be around the women and work on things. And her and Dorinda and Luann have a little, you know, conversation where Dorinda impersonates Ramona. And once again, the impersonations, when we see these, they are spot on.
With the eyes and the, like, speech getting choppy. And, yeah, it was perfect.
It was perfect. So then we get Dorinda's dinner. This is one of the... I think Jules looked absolutely incredible.
Gorgeous.
Her makeup.
Gorgeous.
Everything.
And that top is what she wore, that shirt... like the is mm-hmm. I think what she's wearing in one of the interviews, because I'm always like, I love that.
Yeah. And so now we see like the, I mean, yeah. And she's real thin. Like she was saying last week that she's 115 pounds. I don't know about that. But
she doesn't seem shy about her body. Like she wears.
No, well, she had a
cutoff shirt on. Mm-hmm. She looks great.
But I just noticed her arms just looked so teeny tiny. Some people are just built smaller, but I still think that there's an issue, which I believe we're going to get into next week. So Luann comes in, Carol arrives next. She doesn't really acknowledge Luann. She's kind of just like looking around and looking over her and not really making eye contact.
And she was so desperate to switch seats with Jules. She was like, did I take your... And Jules like, no, sit down.
And Bethany arrives and mentions that, you know, her and Luann start talking, and Luann's like, yeah, I'm not really feeling well. And Bethany's like, well, yeah, I guess I'm not feeling well either. And there's the one-up, and there's that constant.
Oh, my God.
And Luann starts talking with Carol and mentions that she's moved in with Tom into the penthouse. Tom's never been married. This is where I started, because I was like, why was he not married? There's obviously a reason he hasn't been married, because he's a playboy. Mm-hmm. He's hooking up with 3 or 4 different housewives in a couple-month period, and who knows what else, and buying ex-girlfriends gold bracelets or watches and having girlfriends. So there's obviously a reason that he hasn't been married. But they're already ring shopping.
Mm-hmm. And I thought he had an ex-wife. Didn't they say he bought his ex-wife a bracelet? So I guess it was ex-girlfriend. It was
ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
And Luann is telling Carol this. And Carol's being really supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really nice. Really, like, how you would expect your friend. Like, she got her... I thought they were going to make a big deal about how she said, congratulations. Oh, wait, are you supposed to say congratulations? Just because she was being technical. Like, do you say congratulations for going ring shopping? I thought they were going to make a big deal about that, but they didn't. She covered it up and was genuinely happy for her. And, yeah, I think Luann was shocked.
I was shocked to see that, especially after the way that Carol's kind of just been over the whole situation. So it was pleasant to see, and I think that Luann actually genuinely appreciated it, too.
Yeah.
And sometimes when that person kind of, somebody that you don't necessarily like goes, you know, takes that extra step, it kind of lets your guard down and makes you go, okay, maybe I'm being too harsh on the situation, too.
Yeah.
And maybe Luann is going to be a little bit more like, okay, Carol, let's go out and have lunch. And maybe then Carol's going to be a little bit more open to having lunch as well because of...
Right.
Everyone just kind of like...
They kind of got over it.
Let's let this go.
I think, like, Carol is definitely not confrontational. She's definitely not the type to be snarky back, even though she doesn't like her. She's not the type to, like, she would, I can never picture her saying a rude comment, like,
no.
Oh, is Tom, like, age appropriate? Or so, you know, she could have, any other housewife would have.
Would have.
But she's not like that, so it worked to her benefit.
And so as Ramona's arriving, well, Sonia arrives. She's nervous about Bethany being there. And as Ramona's about to arrive, and she's the last, she's late, Bethany brings up the fact that Carol and Adam apparently have sex all the time. And so everyone's kind of laughing, deep in conversations with each other, mm-hmm. that nobody really notices Ramona arriving, and Ramona is upset by this because no one greeted her and said, hello, Ramona. We're talking about this.
But is she the countess now? Like, she walks in, people have to bow? Yeah.
I thought that was... Exactly.
I'm glad Bethany said when Sonia... I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but when Sonia came in, she said, maybe I was a little... She said I was... maybe my hormones got the best of me. I was too emotional when Sonia met with me in my office. I'm glad she pointed that out. Like, if she's going to be... tout herself as a business person, you can't take things personally. You can't be emotional. And I'm glad she acknowledged that.
I agree. Yeah. I do think she was harsh on mm-hmm. Sonia.
Yeah.
And there was a more tactful way of going about what she wanted to say without
being so,
responding like that, because exactly. It was just harsh. And
it was a tantrum, like a child. It was not a business person.
And that's not your friend either,
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
That's, if I thought that was my friend, we're clearly not friends, and I've been mistaken this entire time.
Exactly.
So we get Luann asking Ramona about her feelings, and she says that, why aren't you happy for me? You know, everyone here, Ramona says Dorinda was stirring the pot by telling Luann what she had said earlier. Luann's actually getting pissed about this, and she starts, is she the one that brings up Harry?
She says that. Oh, I don't know who brought up Harry, but there was that whole flashback montage of everyone flirting with Harry. Yeah, so.
And Harry dating Sonia and Luann taking him home, like that final episode, and then Sonia and him breaking up. And now we've got the opposite because Tom and Sonia were mm-hmm. doing their Friends with Benefits, which she brings up at the table. Mm-hmm. But just kind of throws it out there as if it's not really a big deal. So it's not like she confronted Luann with this information. She just kind of flippantly said it.
But Luann already knew, right? Didn't she?
As far as I could tell, she did not know this.
Because I remember when Luann broke the news in the kitchen to Sonia that she's in love, and Sonia said, with who? And she said, Tom. And then they did Sonia's talking head where she said, I've been with Tom up until recently. And Luann's talking head said that she heard it was just a, like, one-night stand.
So
maybe that was a later talking head? I don't know.
I don't think that at that time that
Luann
knew that Sonia did this. I think this was brand new information right there that was revealed at that dinner. And she seemed to take it well at first, and then all of a sudden just, like, snapped and was like, all of my friends are happy for me except you witches. Except, actually, Carol. Carol's been the most supportive one of me right now.
Yeah. Surprise.
Surprise. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. If you were in this situation and you were friends with Luann, how would you be reacting to all of this?
I would feel dubious about the relationship. It's only been 4 weeks. He's hooking up with other people. He's 49. He's never been married. You know, I would just be like, just take it slow. Whatever. But I wouldn't... I would feel nervous for her. Like, what are you getting yourself involved in? Like, do you know this... How well do you know this guy? I would be nervous for her. As far as the other people pointing out that they've hooked up with him, I felt a little bad for Luann because I think she just... Even if she might not be deep down genuinely happy, and maybe she's, like, faking it a little, or she is genuinely deep down happy, it's getting tainted. It's getting tainted by other people making these accusations, which makes it just, like, uglier. Like, just, like, not a pure, real love. Like, it makes it tainted and tinged and leaves a bad taste in her mouth. And she just wants to enjoy the happiness and the good time. So I felt a little bad for her, but I feel like Sonia's like, I gotta let her know. Like, I can't let her marry this guy without her knowing who his true character is.
That this is going on and this has happened.
Yeah.
But, if you're supportive and you're a good friend, you are going to question this. It doesn't mean that you're going to be mean about it or rude about it, right. But you are going to question this. And if you have dated him, I would be the person to go, this is what he was saying to me, or this is how it was with us. So if he's saying the same thing to you, you should just be aware of it.
Right.
Because you'd be a worse friend if it came out later on that this was going on and you didn't tell them.
Right. Like, right, exactly. Both of their, like, I could see both sides. I could be like Luann. I could see Luann being like, don't tell me that. Like, just be happy for me. You're only telling me that because whatever. But then Sonia being like, you have to know because it might slip later on. You're going to be like, why didn't you ever tell me you hooked up with this guy?
Mm-hmm. I just feel like because she's so talking about it so much, too, that we're getting married. And mm-hmm. we have, like she said, we're getting married when they haven't gotten the ring yet. Like, she threw that mm-hmm. out there. So I feel like she's just grasping at anything she can
yes, exactly.
to make it tangible, to make it real, because it's not.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so everyone's exactly. just kind of like, this is a joke.
So how should
there
Sonia
is no
have...
real jealousy because they all know it's a joke.
Exactly. How should Sonia have said it?
Like, I don't think so. I think Sonia brought it up the perfect way. I think she just kind of threw it out there. Didn't really matter. And then was saying, yeah, they're going to get married. They're in love. It doesn't matter.
Yes. I remember thinking.
He's marrying her.
Yes. I remember thinking Sonia did handle it right because she said, you know, we're friends with benefits, didn't make a big deal about it, and then, like, gave Lou the, but they're in love now.
Mm-hmm. And that's all that matters.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, Sonia was in a tough spot, but she did, she did it right. I feel a little bit bad for Luann. I feel like she's just, like you say, grasping onto something that's not solidified, not real.
I wouldn't want a friend of mine to get married to somebody that I knew was just for television or whatever it is, because no matter how much you can detach yourself from that situation, can you really?
Yeah.
And that's going to be an emotional roller coaster mm-hmm. to go through all over again mm-hmm. then.
But do you feel like people really listen? I feel like people just do what they want, and she's just going to... do what she wants.
I mean, you need to learn it on your own.
Yeah.
I've gone through the same thing where you just need to sometimes beat a dead horse and figure it out for yourself and get hurt 100 times and go, yep, mm-hmm. I'm still an idiot and my heart still hurts, but one of these days, you know, something else will be that. And I think I think the problem that these women have is that they are so in the spotlight and they are known in the New York scene that it just makes it that much more difficult to mm-hmm. know whether somebody's dating them for their status or whether someone's dating them because they really love them.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought Jacques really loved Luann.
Yeah, I was shocked when they broke up.
Yeah. That made me sad because I thought he really, really loved her, mm-hmm. but she cheated on him. Right. So, I mean, that was...
with the pirate, right?
Mm-hmm. And with... who knows?
Yeah.
But that concludes our episode tonight. Let's talk about some predictions for next week then.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So I remember when when the season started and they were all doing press, the cast member saying that Bethany and Jules got into, like, a massive fight. And I know we're only on episode, only 10 more seasons, 10 more or maybe 7 more episodes left before the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is that fight, but I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see Jules, like, really get mad.
And stand up for herself.
Yes, exactly. And I've been to Mohegan Sun. It's this, like, casino in the middle of Connecticut. And it's just a casino, and there's not much to do, and you just drink, and it's going to be total debauchery, because they're not only drinking when they get there, they're going to drink on the way there, which is a recipe for total lunacy in real life and on TV. So I'm looking forward to that hot mess.
It seemed like Sonia was not drinking.
Oh.
So hopefully that
dies down.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if she didn't drink and didn't get in any trouble. I'm definitely looking forward to this fight between Bethany and Jules and saying, you're calling me stupid, which there's been all these comments all season. And I mean, in all honesty, I've get annoyed with Jules not being able to find the words. Sometimes I can't find the words either, so I can't really...
It happens to all of us.
But Jules really, really sometimes seems like she can't even get a complete sentence together, and she gets very, very nervous around Bethany. So I'm worried about this, and I think Bethany's just going to sit there and be like... She's just going to handle it and say that she's sorry. I think she's going to say she's sorry because I think she genuinely will feel bad. So I predict an apology from Bethany to Jules. And I'm looking forward to this vacation where Bethany's going to call Sonia nuts. You're a little nuts. So, and aren't see how all? Sonia responds to that. And hopefully they can work through the tension that's been present for the last few episodes and Bethany or Sonia being nervous about hanging around with Bethany, because they're going to be together. And as predicted, there's definitely a group thing going on and everyone's going to be there. So recipe for disaster, as Fern said.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. And hopefully next week we should have all of us back here.
Yes.
Megan's been spending time with her family. Ashley couldn't catch a flight back to LA until tomorrow. So we will all be back in the studio to talk to you guys. Make sure you're using that hashtag ABTVRoni if you want to talk about Real Housewives of New York City with us or anything else. We like chatting with you.
Love it.
Fern, where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, FernRonay. And my first novel, Better in the Morning, is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. And you can check out my website for reviews and interviews and guest posts and frequently asked questions, fernronay.com. I'll shut up now.
No, keep talking about it. Her book is seriously so good. You will finish it in a day. Aww, it's a quick, wonderful, it's really a great book.
You're the sweetest.
This is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. Look forward to seeing you guys next week. And drama continues.
Hopefully.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.